Good morning and welcome to House Ibrahim Gospel Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Freddie Howard, Antioch No. 1 Baptist Church Sunday School teacher. Our Sunday School lesson for today, June the 28th, 2020, is Invitation to Wisdom. Invitation to Wisdom. The devotional reading comes from Psalms 119, 97 through 104. The background scriptures come from Proverbs 9, and the printed text will come from Proverbs, the 9th chapter, verses 1 through 6, 8 through 10, and 13 to 18. Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 45 Church Street, Peterman, Tunnel Springs, Alabama, 36471. Telephone number is 251-864-2171. The church where everybody is somebody, and Christ is the head. Reverend William Oliver is our pastor. Sister George Oliver is our first lady. And our clerk is Sister Lisa Stallworth. Sunday school is held every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. We are doing it by remote internet and broadcast on Blog Talk Radio and as well as Mixcloud. Our worship service is on the second Sunday, the fourth Sunday, the fifth Sunday, all at 11 a.m. Today is the fourth Sunday, and our service will be at 8:30 a.m. in the morning for the last two or three weeks here. All right, let us begin. All wise God, we know that we are strong will by nature. Too often we seek our own counsel with life's challenges. We are facing great life challenges here today, Jesus, and we hope that we are being safe in our movement as the virus and other illness is in and about. We thank you, Jesus, for all that you've been doing, and we thank you for the turmoil that is going on, that we keep us safe and that we are sheltered in the arms of your protection about what is going on. We give a shout out, Lord, have mercy, Jesus, for those that are in the throes of death and bereavement. It's running rampant all over the world. We know that you are in charge and you are in control. We thank you for this church, all that are part of this church, Antioch No. 1 Baptist Church. And we thank you for the pastor, Reverend Oliver, First Lady, and all of the people that continues to do the things that they need to do to keep the church alive and present. But the church is in the heart, Jesus. Be with us and guide us, Jesus, and keep us strong. Let us not lose faith from what is going on. Let us be well aware that Satan is a liar and deceiver, and he seeks to sift us all as wheat. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Be with us today, and we hope that what we have to say today in regards to the invitation to wisdom, to learn of God's ways, and to walk upright as God would have us to walk, to teach our children to love each other in spite of the rapid issues of racism and other things such as is going to and fro in the world now. But God, you are still in control. You are still in control. And for that, we are eternally grateful and thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Teach me and bless him, we ask in that son, Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let us begin with devotional reading, Psalms 119, 97, 104. 119, 97, 104. And it reads, "Oh, how love I thy law. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou through thy commandments has made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are over with me. I have more understanding than all the teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than ancient, because I keep thy precepts. I have predestined my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I am not departed from thine ordinance, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than the honey to my mouth. Though thy precepts, through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Hate every false way. What a final verse in 104 for wisdom. Hating false ways. Some people love false things, but people of God hate false things, false ways, because it leads you astray. All right. Proverbs 9. Eternal wisdom praised. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewed out her seven pillars. She had killed her beasts, has mixed her wine, and has also furnished her table. She has sent forth her maidens. She cries upon the highest places of the city. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. As for him that lacketh understanding, she says to him, come eat of my bread, drink of the wine which I have mixed. Forsake the foolish and live, and go in the way of understanding. He that reproveth a scoffer getteth to himself shame, and he that rebukes a wicked man getteth himself a blot. Reprove not a scoffer, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Let me repeat that. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy Spirit is understanding. Let me repeat that, please. The knowledge of the Holy Spirit is understanding. For by me the days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. If thou be wise, thou shalt be wise for thyself. But if thou scoffest, thou alone shalt bear it. A foolish woman is clamorous. She is simple and knoweth nothing. For she sitteth at the door of her house, on a seat in the high places of the city, to call those who pass by, who go right on their way. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. As for him that lacketh understanding, she says to him, stolen waters are sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he knoweth not that the dead are there, and that her guests are in the depths of Sheol. Eternal wisdom praised. All right. Let us go to the lesson. We have did the devotional reading as well as the background scripture, Proverbs 9. The key verse for today. Forsake the foolish and live. Go in the way of understanding. Proverbs 9 and 6. Leave your simple ways and you will live. Walk in the way of insight. Invitation to wisdom. As a result of experiencing this lesson, the petition should be able to do these things. Compare and contrast the call and promise of wisdom with those of folly. Desire to walk the path of wisdom and see its benefits of avoiding the perils of foolishness. Grow in the fear of knowledge of the Lord as the first step in walking in the way of wisdom. Key terms for you today. Build. Key terms for you today. Build. Come. To go. Come. Walk. Highest. Rebuke. Simple. Teach. To become familiar with. Simple. One simple, perhaps open-minded. Rebuke. To decide. Adjudge. Prove. To reprove. Highest being the highest part of. All right. Let us begin. Why this lesson matters. To competing voices call to us on life's journey, wisdom and folly. Why should we heed the call of wisdom? Wisdom gives instructions to the wise, yet the foolish suffer their own downfall. The lesson in focus. One wintry day in 2016, my wife and I saw the movie adaptation of the August Wilson play Fences. Denzel Washington and Viola Davis were extraordinary in their portrayals of Troy and Rose Mascom. I was struck by the two Troys. On the one hand, I saw a hand-working man devoted to his family. He had to work five times as hard in his job as a sanitation worker because he was a black man and segregated in the 1950s in Pittsburgh. Troy was tormented by his not being able to play in Major League Baseball. When he was in his prime, segregation prevented his entry. Later, his age kept him out. Troy truly never found a way to resolve this torment. That was the reason why Troy listened to a lady wisdom on the job and most of the time at home. However, he allowed mistress's folly to rule his life. That evening of payday and other times, as long as lady wisdom had the upper hand, Troy would do all right. Unfortunately, mistress folly didn't need as much time as lady wisdom to persuade Troy into some problematic behavior. Troy's story is a reminder of how ignoring lady wisdom can cost you dearly in our lives. We know better by mistress follies lead us to do not better. We know better, but mistress folly leads us to not do better. Mistress folly. What is follies? Something that has no value. Something that will lead you astray. The lesson in context. Proverbs 9 continues solemn personification of wisdom as a woman. He repeated some themes from the previous chapter while expounding upon others. He also introduced folly personified as a woman. Old Testament poetry writers like Solomon comparison and contrast as one of their techniques. Solomon did a masterful job in introducing Lady Wisdom in chapter 8. He then provided a contrast to her in Mistress Folly, Folly in chapter 9. His technique reminds us of my days in my intermediate calculus classes in college. If we couldn't prove something by explaining what it was, then we did it by explaining what it was not. What it was not. Solomon also utilized another technique in chapter 9 called chismismatch study, chismismatch structure. According to GotQuestions.org, Proverbs chapter 9 is presented in a charismatic structure, meaning the first and the last portion are parallel ideas with the main point in the center passage, verse 7 through 12. The verse, The verse emphasizes a central truth. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of Holy One is understanding, Proverbs 9 and 10. The entire chapter is devoted to the emphasis of seeking wisdom, avoiding folly, and finding this wisdom in the Lord. Let me repeat that for you, please. The verse emphasizes a central truth. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Proverbs 9 and 10. The understanding and the knowledge is the Holy One is understanding. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. All right. Insight. The contrast of the attitudes of unbelief and self-sufficiency of the simple-minded lady wisdom calls on them in verse 6 to walk in the light. When we say walking in light, we're talking about the light of understanding and knowledge. The simple-minded, though, were living in fact. They were literally the walking dead. Their lives were headed nowhere fast. If they truly wanted to live, they needed to heed the call of Lady Wisdom. To truly live, the simple-minded had to do a couple of things. First, they had to recognize their lost state of by heeding Lady Wisdom call. First, they had to recognize their lost state by heeding Lady Wisdom's call. Sin clouds their senses, making them think all was well. Second, they had to fully commit to the way of insight. In contrast to the cloud of sin, the way of insight presented clear skies of thinking and living in the path of righteousness. All right. Today, we should introduce the lesson with one of... You should introduce one of the lessons, illustration from lesson introduction. Each offers an opportunity for reflection on popular opposition, wisdom, and folly. As you do so, allow yourself an opportunity to share some of their popular opposite experiences. When it's time for the lesson exposition, keep following points of emphasis in mind. As you read along in your Sunday school books, your students face a myriad of choices every day. Not everyone can easily distinguish between wise and foolish action. Most people gain wisdom with age. This is very important that we understand this. You face a myriad of choices every day. Not everyone can easily distinguish between wise and foolish actions. Most people gain wisdom with age. All right, let us begin. Proverbs 9, 1 through 6. Proverbs 9, 1 through 6. All right. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewed out her 7 pillars. Wisdom, we're talking about smart, knowledge, knowing how to do something. You ever taken on the challenge of trying to do something and don't know how to do it? Suppose you are in the dark and you got a flashlight and you don't have the wisdom how to turn the light on. You are in a very difficult predicament. Wisdom. Suppose you're in a brand new car and you need to get to wherever you need to be and you do not know how to turn the ignition to turn to start the car up. Now you don't know how to drive. That is knowing how to drive and having a car is wisdom. She has killed her beasts. She has mingled her wine. She has also furnished her table. Wisdom. You ever seen people, you go in some folks' house and you take a look at their table. It looks beautiful. I'm using that as the example. I remember one time my wife had set the table here, and she set 2 sets of beautiful tall flowers on the table. I told her, I said, that looks beautiful. I thought that was unique and beautiful as a setting for the table. She has set for her maidens. She has cried upon the highest places of the city. Wisdom cries out for you. Just like now in this time that we're going in through the pandemic and people are dying, over 100,000 plus people have died, and also the virus is rising in cities and states all over the nation. And there is wisdom that's calling out and says, wear your mask, wear your mask, wear your mask. Don't go out when you don't necessarily have to go out. Don't go out and mingle in large crowd. That's wisdom telling you things to do so that you don't catch the virus. But guess what? People are still partying. People are still going to the beach. People are still going to the gambling house. People are still going out to eat and do other things. People are still having parties over at the house where they bring in everybody and everything. People are still going to big political rallies. And guess what? The virus is still spreading. Wisdom says do not do those things that will make the virus spread. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. In other words, if you're simple, when they're simple, you don't have much understanding. Some might say that you are a fool. Some say that you don't have knowledge to go left, right, up, or down. Simple. One simple, perhaps, or open-minded, okay? Who is simple? Let him turn in. As far as him that wants understanding, she says to him, all right, come learn. Verse 5, come eat of the bread and drink of the wine which I have mingled. This is wisdom. I will show you the way. I will teach you how to do it. You want to know how to drive the car? I will show you how to drive that car. You want to know how to open the door? I will show you how to open the door. You want to turn the light on? I will show you how to turn that light on. Forsake the foolish and live and go the way of understanding. Don't go with the person that is foolish, that's going to go down the hill or drive the car down the hill that do not have brakes on it. The person that is foolish is going to jump off into the water when they don't know how deep the water is. They're going to jump off into the water when there may be snakes in the water or whatever in the water. There's danger in the water. The foolish, that's what the foolish do. All right. Solomon wasted no time personified in wisdom in verse 1. He began with her name, Wisdom. Who will continue to refer to as Lady Wisdom? We will continue to refer her as Lady Wisdom. In the previous chapters, Solomon already personified wisdom as a woman. The call of this woman would bring blessing and benefit for those who listen and obey. In chapter 9, Solomon took pains to describe Lady Wisdom as being very giving, opening her doors to anyone who would listen. Her house refers to her way of thinking and living. That's in verse 1. It is not some haphazard design built in solidarity built. It is not some haphazard design, but is solemnly built, solidly built, hewed out of 7 pillars, building upon the customs of ancient Near Eastern cultures. Solomon presented Lady Wisdom as the most hospitable. She prepared a wisdom meal that is not too spicy or bland. It's just right to be received by anyone, especially the simple-minded. Lady Wisdom and her ladies' servants made a public call, loud and widely shared for everyone to partake of her wisdom. We see parallels with this meal to Jesus, parables of great banquet in Luke 14:15 through 21. Not everyone will heed Lady Wisdom call. Not everyone will heed Lady Wisdom call. Isn't that true? But all are invited. Lady Wisdom offers a complete meal, including a beverage that is symbolic of God's wisdom. It is a complete needing to appetizer, after meal meant. Some Bible scholars even see parallels between this meal and Jesus, imitating the Lord's Supper, and concluding Lady Wisdom's dinner invites. Solomon made it clear that only a fool would not heed her call. All right, what are some of the ways folly leads to destruction while wisdom is life-giving? Oh, man, how about alcohol? How about drugs? How about, say, don't smoke marijuana or other type of drugs and it'll lead to heart addiction? How about if you, they say if you start drinking a beer every once in a while, that's why you're drinking a whole pack of beer, and everyone you're doing is contributing, you lead to being an alcoholic. All of those things are true. They tell you not to start on a path that's going to lead to destruction. Your mom's and your dad said, don't you go out there and stand out after midnight or way over in the night where nobody know where you are. You need to come home here where you can be in the safety of the home and where we can watch out. That's wisdom. Your parents. How many of you have forsaken your parents' wisdom? All right. How many of you are still adhering to your parents' wisdom? Is it proven to guide you in times of trouble? Are there, say, your parents' wisdom or what to do and how to act in situations will guide you and keep you in safety when times of trouble? Okay, Proverbs 9, 8 through the 10th verse. Reprove not a scorner, lest they hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. You know what a scorner is, a scoffer? You know what those type are. You met people like that? Everything that you do, they finding fault with it. Lord, you don't need to be doing that. Why don't you find something else to do? You come to those type of people, right? And you tell them what to do, and they say, well, you don't tell me what to do. We know all well about those things. And for those that do not, you will learn. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love you. Someone that has wisdom and knowledge, and they says, thank you. Hey, I really appreciate it. That helped me out a great deal. Oh, man. Oh, I needed it. I was wondering how I was going to change that tie. Thank you. Oh, I know. I was wondering where I pull that dipstick out of that engine and where I can open that cap and put that oil in there. Thank you. That'll help me save the life of my engine. That's a person that's wise. Give instruction to a wise man and he will yet be wiser. Give instruction to a wise man, he will be even smarter. Let's use another word. Give instruction to a smart man, the person that already knows, he will be even smarter. How about that? And he will be even wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase his learning. Teach a just man, a man that does right, a man that respects people, that loves people, helps people. And he will increase his learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy Spirit is understanding. Oh, look at that. The totality of the lesson is here in verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy Spirit is understanding. You know this passage about whatever of all that getting and things that you do, get some understanding. You ever seen two people talking and one understanding and the other don't understand? It leads to an argument, doesn't it? You need to get understanding. If I say go left, if you don't have the wisdom and the knowledge of left and right and what it means, one means go left and one goes right, you may go up or you may go down. You may not know how to go right or left. Wisdom. Get it. It is very powerful. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All right. In verse 7 and 9, Solomon's words reflect a fact of life. We have limited time both in relation to our average day and our lives as a whole. So we should choose wisely in our teachable moments with others. That's another thing. And when it comes to children are all things that occur, that take place and occur in children's lives are teachable moments. If you come in contact with children, take the advantage to teach, to show, to give wisdom, to guide, to help, help them on, to encourage them, things like that. Always do that when it comes to young folks. Make it a teachable moment for them. So we should always choose wisely our teachable moments with others. It is a waste of time to try to correct mockers. Look at that. It is a waste of time to try to correct mockers. What did it say? No matter what we do, they are not going to listen. Does it remind you of anything that's taking place today politically? in the Republican Party, in the Democratic Party, in the Independent Party, and political leaders. Oh man, folks are not listening. Some people did not listen when they told them that it was too early to go back out with the virus and opening up your cities and things like that. Some folks didn't listen. Some folks did listen. No matter what we do, they are not going to listen. What is worse is that they will look at your rebuke with scorn, leading to feelings of hate and retaliation. What about racism? Look at that. Ooh. It makes sense then to focus on the wise, believers who will receive correction in the spirit of love that it was given, because the wise do not reject correction. They also are very teachable. Literally, they ask, since I am wrong, what's the right way? Look at that. Since I am wrong, what is the right way? After accepting Lady Wisdom, we are called upon to share our life experiences with others. We do so under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, who will give us what to say, how to say it, when to say it. Our teaching and lovers of wisdom receive instructions of both based upon a righteous reference for God. This is the theme of Proverbs. It appears first in Proverbs 1:7. Referencing God is always submitting to Him. Satan seeks to confuse us into thinking that submission makes us weak. Look at that. Oh, look at that. Satan, the deceiver, the liar. In fact, submitting to our all-powerful God makes us stronger. That is why Solomon added the words of blessing in verses 11 and 12. Connecting to God connects us with both Lady Wisdom and God's blessing for our lives on this side of heaven. What are some of the examples of your own life on how the fear of the Lord contributes to your walking in wisdom? Thou shalt not kill. What a profound scripture. Killing began with Cain and Abel. Physical killing each other with weapons, whatever weapons you may choose. You can kill people with words of your mouth. A new person comes on the job and you begin to spread the lie. Oh, he's the laziest, or she's the laziest thing I've ever seen. He would never be able to do that job. And you just spread it all over the job as that person walk in the door. You're killing their prospects for the job before they even get on the job, Harley. Oh, man. Now, what about some of the ways of how the fear of the Lord can contribute to your walk in wisdom? A new person coming on the job, you greet them. Hey, welcome to wherever the name of the place that you work at. I hope your stay is beautiful. They say that you're going to be doing the person over there working the doors over there. Well, I've had the experience of working those doors of years, and if you ever need any help in working those doors, just call me. I'll help you. That's being helpful. All right? Let's go on. Proverbs 9:13-18. A foolish woman is clamorous. She is simple and knoweth nothing. Look at that. You ever heard something? You ever heard, out and you just heard something banging? Say, for instance, you have a door that's opening and the wind is blowing. Blum, 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 blum. You have a door open and you have the shutters open and they go back and forth. Blum, 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 blum. That's clamoring. It's making noise, irritating to you, isn't it? She is simple and knows nothing. She don't know nothing. He doesn't know anything. You go on the job and you ask somebody to help you learn how to do the job, and somebody comes, well, I don't know how to do that. I can't help you. Foolishness. Do not know. Whenever since we're in any situation which you're in, learn and know how to do what you need to do. For she sits at the door of her house on a seat in the high place of the city. In other words, everybody see her. She sits on the door of her house. Oh, boy, we're talking about foolishness now. They always, hey, come here, come here, come here, come here. I got somebody. You want to get your hands on this? Come here. It's the best thing. Oh, come on. Be wise to the foolishness. To call pastors to go right on their ways. And there were everybody going about their business, taking care of their business. You're going, hey, come over here. And they just want to distract you, stop you from going away. You may have an important appointment go. You may have to go visit somebody for the sick. You may be somebody, whatever happened. And she out there trying to stop you and interfere you. That's foolishness to interfere with you. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither and for him and want his understanding. She says to him, oh, man, don't listen to it. Whoso is simple. Okay. Verse 17, stolen waters are sweet. Oh, stolen waters. Oh, something that doesn't belong to you. The bread in secret is pleasant. Something that's stolen. Look at that. But he knoweth not the dead are there, and that her guests are in the depths of hell. You are headed for trouble. If you like foolishness, you are headed for trouble. If you like foolishness, you are headed for death. If you like foolishness, say for instance, the wise person tells the young driver, don't be speeding and going fast around curves and running stop signs and things like that. The foolish will not listen. The foolish will be speeding in a fast curve, and something called centrifugal force will snatch them off into the woods and turn the vehicle over 5 or 6 times. The foolish will not listen to the wise when they tell them to, when they come to a stop sign, come to a full stop. A foolish person will fly through every stop sign they see, or they pull up to a stop sign, slow down, and keep right on going. One day, the person running through the stop sign gonna get smacked. All right, in verse 13 through 18, a number one offers a dinner invitation. Unlike Lady Wisdom, Mistress Follis is the total opposite of Lady Wisdom. While Lady Wisdom is gracious and loving, Mistress Follis is cunning and unloving. She is also loud, disorganized. She calls out from the high places like Lady Wisdom. However, her works are not in the benefit of those who listen. Just like a prostitute on the street corner, Wisdom Folly calls out to those who passes by her. She uses her seductive powers to lure and simple-minded to her. The simple-minded do not know any better. They get caught up in wrong behavior and become doomed for destruction. Mistress Follies makes bad looks good. Using sensual signs to entice. Solomon used the analog of stolen water and food eaten in secret places, refers to her mistress folly. Tempts married men into adulterous relationships, as well as tempts women into adulterous relationships. It works both ways. Mistress folly is evil. Although she may make these illicit liaisons look good, at the end they lead up to destruction and divorce court, and more problems in the family, children out of wedlock, diseases, all kinds of things. Unfortunately, when to human nature, forbidden delights seem more appealing because the risk and danger involved. We find the earliest origin of this human desire for the forbidden fruit of in the garden with Adam and Eve. God said, do not. They did anyway. Satan enticed and fooled the woman, deceived her. If sinners don't recognize they are wrong in time, they are already doomed to hell. If sinners don't recognize they're wrong in time, they are already doomed to hell. Give the negative consequences of foolishness. Why do so many people fall the way of foolishness? The negative consequences of foolishness. You come into the classroom, students, take out your books, take out your pencils, and get ready to take out your paper and get ready to take notes. All right, before the class, you and your big buddy or your girlfriends are talking. Hey, you don't need no paper, no pencil, no books when you go into class. You just go in and sit down and you'll be all right. First thing, you walk into the classroom, take out your pencils, take out your books, take out your paper, your ink pens, your information that you have, and the tools that you have. Let's get ready to take notes in the class. If you were foolish and listened to your buddy when you got in the classroom, you do not have nothing. You don't have no paper. You don't have no pencil. You don't have no books. And guess what? Some students, right out there at Jeff Shields at Monroe County High, the other schools around here, go through the whole year, no pencil, no books, no paper, nothing to take down instructions in the classroom. And guess what that leads to? And they're failure. They fell to the destruction of folly. Do not listen to folly. Folly will lead you to death. Listen to wisdom. Wisdom will lead you and sustain you in life. We thank you for being here for today's Sunday School lesson. Next week's lesson, the topic for Sunday, July the 5th, is Wisdom in Action. Devotional reading going to come from Matthew, the 10th chapter, verses 1 through 14. The background scripture is going to come from Matthew's 11th chapter, verses 1 through 19. And the printed text is Matthew, the 11th chapter, 7 through 19. And make sure that you read the home daily Bible readings. We didn't read them today because of time frame. But make sure that next week you read the home daily Bible readings. We'll bring the subject of wisdom in action really clear and right to the point when you begin to study. That's for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Read the home daily Bible readings. They will be coming from Matthew's on Monday, the 10th chapter, the 16th through 23rd verse, from Isaiah on Tuesday, the 35th chapter, verses 3 through 10. And Wednesday will be coming from Luke, the 7th chapter, verses 24 through 28. Then on Thursday, it will be coming from Matthew's 11th chapter, verses 1 through 6. Then come Friday, coming from Matthew's 11th chapter, the 20 through 24th verse. And then on Saturday, it will be coming from Matthew 11th chapter, the 25th through the 30th verse. And the Sunday School lesson will be coming from Matthew's 11th chapter, verses 7 through 19. All right. On behalf of all of us here at House of the Gospel Block Talk Radio, from the pastor and the first lady and all the folks at Antioch Baptist Church, the deacons and everybody, the ushers, everybody there, we hope you will enjoy the church service today. Reverend Oliver will be bringing the sermon. God willing, we will be there as well. Until we meet again or hear each other again, God of all wisdom, we marvel at the infinite depth of your wisdom. You know our every thought before we can even think to think them. We ask for the indwelling power of your Holy Spirit to reign within us against the seductive ways of mistress folly and to keep us at the table with Lady Wisdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless and take care. And we will talk to you again next week for the Sunday School lesson. Take care now.